Hallelujah. Matthew 26, verse 28 that we read in the Lord's presence. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. For this is my blood of the New Testament, Matthew 26:28, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. When Adam and Eve, the children of God, and Adam, the son of God, as it is written in the book of Luke, sinned in the Garden of Eden, the animals could not deliver him from his sin, because the animals are not the sons of God. The angels would have loved to die for Adam, but the angels are not the sons of God. The cherubims and the seraphims and the sun and the moon and the stars, if they had life, would have given themselves, all creation would have given themselves for Adam at his bid. But they could not give their life either. Further, what happened is, when Adam committed sin, the whole universe became corrupted. When Eve ate the apple, nothing happened. But when Adam ate the apple, they realized that the glory of God departed from them. That is why in the family, we need to understand that if anything goes wrong, we can blame our spouse, our wife, or we can blame our children. But if Jesus comes into the house at that time, his finger will be pointed towards us. We could have been as perfect and as righteous and faultless. But if we go to Jesus and say, Lord, there is a problem in our family, Jesus is going to say, you are responsible. Now you tell me why it happened. Regardless of whether our wife, our sister, our children made the mistake, God will say, you are a watchman. Why did you allow that to happen? Where were you? Why were you not guarding the fence? So Eve was alone when the tempter came. Adam should have been with Eve, and he was not. And Eve was deceived, and because the Satan entered into the first family through Eve, he was able to get Adam. Now we need to understand that Adam was not deceived when he ate the apple. Eve was deceived. Adam knew very well that what he was doing was wrong. He knew very well, God said, the moment you eat that apple, your soul shall die. And the death that God meant was separation from God. When people die and they go to the funeral home, you know, their loved ones cry and say, you know, Daddy, Mommy, talk to us. And the person, the dead body, cannot communicate. So death in this world is separation from your loved ones. Death that happened at the Garden of Eden was separation from God. Why? Because God came in the cool of the morning and said, Adam, where art thou? And every morning, Adam used to run to God and say, God, here is he whom thou hast given me. He has come to worship thee. And that moment, there was deathly silence in the Garden of Eden. When we cannot go to the presence of God, when the glory of God and the presence of God is weakened, then we have to find out what happens to our souls. A sister once came to the church and she was talking to Pastor Sundar Raj. And she was saying, how come when I come to pray and kneel down, everything is so dark? I am sincere, but when I come to the presence of God, everything is dark. And I cannot get connected. And Pastor Sundar Raj said, well, because your battery is dead. And she said, what do you mean? My battery is dead. He said, because your soul is dead. Your soul is the radio, the transistor, and the spirit is the life for the soul. And without the spirit, the battery having life, your soul is going to be dead. So you need to be resurrected. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So the only person in the universe that could die for the sin of Adam, the sin that was intentional, the sin that was well known, the consequences were well known, he was not deceived, but he decided in rebellion to reject the tree of life, Jesus Christ, and to eat an apple from the hand of the enemy. And so there was a conversation in heaven. We believe that it happened before this happened, in past eternity. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, went to God the Father and said, "Father, sacrifice and offerings for sin are not pleasing to thee. Lo, I come. I am the only Son of God left in the universe, who is pure and holy. The Son of God that you made, Adam, has corrupted and defiled. And only another Son of God, his brother, his elder brother, can die on the cross of Calvary. And Jesus suffered for us and shed his blood. It is only the only hope for Adam and his race, which was the sons of God, was the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, which was shed for many for the remission of sin." This morning when I went into the presence of God and prayed and I said, "Lord, what do you want to teach me, Father? And what do you want to teach the church after you have taught me?" God, the Holy Spirit said, "Speak to them about my blood." And I said, "Yes, Father, you first teach me, and I will stay in your presence." And the Holy Spirit started speaking and said, "My blood was not shed on the cross of Calvary just for the remission of sin." A lot of people say the blood of Jesus was shed only for the remission of sin. It was shed for the remission of sin. That is the one main purpose. But there are many significant reasons why the blood of Jesus Christ was shed. The first one being the remission of sin. Without the blood of Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sin. We are doomed for all eternity. But thank God for the blood of Jesus, we can confess our sins and obtain forgiveness. So the first miracle working power in the blood of Jesus Christ is the forgiveness of our sins. Let us read the second benefit, blessing that we get from the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Satan is not afraid of us. We all know that very clearly. Satan is not afraid of our physical strength or our spiritual strength, our knowledge, our preaching, anything. But Satan is afraid of the blood of the Lamb. That is why you can find out Jehovah's Witnesses and many religions, even many translations. The first thing the devil did, he wanted to take the blood of Jesus out. He said, "You know, that's horrible talking about blood." So people don't understand that when you don't wear your seatbelt and get ejected 40 feet and end up losing thousand cc's of blood, somebody else's blood has to be injected. That's not gross. The only way that person will live is if the blood of another person is injected into his life. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. This verse is talking about the battle where the saints of God are going to ascend up into heaven, into heavenly places, and cast down the devil from there. Now this is the same devil that overcame, he didn't overcome, but he made David to fall. This is the same devil that made Elijah afraid. This is the same devil who gave Solomon a thought and made him have alliance with strange countries, uncircumcised people, and made him to fall. This is the same devil that terrorized Peter and made him to deny Jesus. This is the same devil that made Demas, a co-minister of Apostle Paul, to go back to the world. This is the same devil that made Nero, the emperor of Rome, to terrorize the ancient world and burn and kill millions and millions of Christians. And there is one thing that the devil is afraid of: the blood of the Lamb. So when the church of the living God, when the saints of God go up, Satan knows that his time has come. His home, his mansion in heavenly places is going to be removed from him, and he is going to be homeless. As he sees the saints of God coming up, because in the book of Genesis, God said, "It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." God said, Satan shall bruise the heel of Jesus Christ, but the saints of God, the church of the living God, shall crush him. And so when Satan sees the church of the living God ascending, in fact, a few weeks back, God showed me the battle and showed me the leadership going towards the enemy in battle and trying to attack him and push him down from the heavenly places. When the church of the living God, the saints of the living God, go to attack the devil to make him homeless and to cast him down from heavenly places, so everything can be clear and ready for the rapture. We don't want junk in between when we are raptured going up. So when we go up, the devil is going to think that he can easily wipe out the church. But the problem is, the word of God says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto the death. But when the blood-washed saints of God who bear the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ ascend up, Satan is no match for the blood of Jesus. I've seen many times when people come with demonic spirits and they say, "I rebuke you," and all that, you know, that devil will be spinning round and round and round, you know, because he wants to get you distracted into rebuking him. But when you say the word of God and say, "By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ," then he's going to start staring at you. And by the power and authority of God in Matthew 10, given to us by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that's when he's going to crash to the ground, because Satan does not like the blood of Jesus Christ. Because they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It is not only that we get forgiveness of sins by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus, we overcome the devil. So if in our workplace and in our house and in different places, we see the devil attacking us, the devil persisting, coming against us, we rebuke and nothing happens. Take the blood of Jesus and rebuke him, say, "I am washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus." Martin Luther King was once attacked by a list of allegations, and Satan came to him, and Martin Luther, as he was meditating on the word of God, preparing for the Sunday sermon, Satan came to him and said, "Wow, this is a man, he's preaching the word of God, and look at all the sins in his life." And he started reading one by one all the sins that Martin Luther, the saint of God, had done. Martin Luther was so mad, and as he was preparing the sermon, he had an ink bottle on his table. And he took that ink bottle and said, "You have come again, devil." And he took that ink bottle and threw it on the devil and said, "All those sins are cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Get out from me in the name of Jesus." And the devil disappeared when Martin Luther took the blood of the Lamb in his mouth. Overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Why is the blood of Jesus Christ so important? When the last drop of the blood of Jesus Christ was shed on the cross of Calvary. And Jesus gave his spirit to God the Father. When the last drop of the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross of Calvary, the last drop came down. And Jesus said, "Father, into the hands I commit my spirit." And he died on the cross. Instantly, the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom, saying that God the Father tore it down. The veil of the temple prevented access to God. Even the high priest feared when he entered the most holy place. But when the blood of Jesus was shed, today we do not fear. We can go anytime into the presence of the Lord. I have had many times in my life, in my own terrible and desperate moments, when I said, "Jesus, I need your help." I heard his voice and he came and pulled me up, and I felt his presence and his power, and God the Father and the Holy Spirit and the Son. I knew they were walking with me in the fire. When the last drop of blood was shed, access was provided to the most holy place. And in the book of Hebrews we read, "Since we have been provided access, let us boldly come to the throne of grace, that we obtain grace and help in time of need." Yes, through the blood of Jesus our sins were forgiven. Yes, through the blood of Jesus Christ we can overcome the devil. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, access to the throne of God has been given unto us. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been given life. In John chapter 6 verse 54, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 6 verse 54 says, through the blood of Jesus, we have life. If a person is dying, they take him to the emergency room and they do blood transfusion. As they work as an EMT, I know many times they take me and said, "Daniel, go to the blood bank and get 5 pints of blood. I rushed to the blood bank. I got those pints of blood. I looked at the blood that I was carrying. Someone else's blood that was given. And they hooked it up. And that blood started going in. And that person who was supposed to die started opening his eyes. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life." It is the blood of Jesus Christ, not the blood of man. Therefore, we who should have been dead now have life eternal. Today, because of the blood of Jesus, there are many here, maybe even all, if the Lord will, who are not going to die and who are going to be alive when the trumpet sounds to see the Lord Jesus descending from heaven in all his glory. Because of the blood of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus, being washed by the blood of Jesus, being drained by the blood of Jesus, death says, "No, I cannot come to this person," and death is fleeing from us. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus to give us life. Through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the next benefit is that we are justified by his blood. And we are saved from the wrath of God. Now we all need to understand that the wrath of God is going to come down on this world. We can pray, Jesus can pray. Of course, he's not going to pray. We can pray, "Lord, please reconsider. You sent your son to this world. Please don't pour out your wrath on this world." That's not going to happen. The word of God says the wrath of God, the Father, is going to fall on this earth. How do we know? Apostle Peter says, that even as in the days of Noah, there were waters about the firmament prepared to flood the world, yet in the heavenlies right now, there is fire increasing. See, a lot of people think that it is because of the environmental pollution that the temperature is increasing. The Word of God says, the temperature is increasing because the fire is getting hotter. Not the sun, the fire. We don't know where the fire is. Scientists are trying to find out why it's getting hot. But the fire, as sin gets worse and worse in this world, the fire is in the universe, about the firmament. There is fire all around. God just has to say, go down. And there will be a hissing sound, and all the elements in the universe will pass away. But because of the blood of Jesus, that wrath will not come upon us. In the land of Egypt, God said, apply the blood on the doorpost. And God said, I don't care if that's a Jew or if that is a Gentile. If there is no blood on that door, there will be death in their house. But we believe that all the Jews had the blood on the doorpost. None of the people in Egypt had blood on their doorpost. And everyone, right from Pharaoh down to the poorest man in Egypt, there was death in the family because the angel of death struck the house. But not a dog moved his tongue in the house of Goshen, the land of Goshen, because there was blood on all the doorposts. The angel of death recognized the blood. Oh, I've been so much for God. I've done this, I've done that. My grandfather was a bishop. That didn't work. The angel looked for the blood. If there was blood on the doorpost, he passed to the next house. If there was blood on the doorpost, he passed to the next house. If there was no blood, the sword struck, and there was death in their family. Even so, the wrath of God is going to fall on this world. Buckingham Palace will be on fire. Eiffel Tower will be on fire. Everything in this world will burn, and in the book of Peter it says, the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Even silica will melt. One of the most resistant used in furnaces. All the elements. Scientists have found so many elements, there are more elements they haven't found. And Peter, the apostle, says, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, all the elements shall melt with fervent heat. There will be ashes on this earth. The bodies of people that were burned to ashes when we come back to reign on this earth. New heavens and new earth, but Bible says, because of the blood of Jesus, we will be saved from that wrath. Blessed be God who has given every one of us grace to apply the blood of Jesus on the doorpost, so that we and our family will be saved. Ephesians 1:7 talks about the first word that we just read, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We talked about forgiveness of sins, but we didn't talk about redemption. We belonged to the devil before Jesus approached the devil with his own blood and said, they belong to me, hand them over. I've got the blood, this is my blood, and the devil has to give them back because of the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ effected the redemption of our body, soul, and spirit. That is why in the Old Testament everyone feared death. Today we don't fear because we are no more in the hands of the devil. By the blood of Jesus we have been redeemed. Adam was made by God. He fell into the hand of the devil. Jesus came back and bought him back with his own precious blood, the redemption by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we read in the presence of God, the forgiveness of sins, and then we read about overcoming the devil, we read about eternal life, we read about redemption. There's another blessing to the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us see Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We read that we have access to the holy place, to the throne of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, we know that all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every second, we feel the Lord Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost walking with us. We who sometimes were so afar off are now made nigh by the blood of Jesus. Spiritually, we are walking at the throne of God. And lastly, by the blood of Jesus, in Colossians 1:20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, to by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, whether I say they be things in heaven or things in heaven. When Jesus Christ was born, the angel proclaimed the message, glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill, peace among men. Jesus made peace in his word by the blood of the cross. He gave us peace with God, peace with man, and he reconciled all things unto himself, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.